balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Honey, I am like a different woman. I mean, finally one day I kept seeing that commercial. And I said, what the heck? What do I got to lose? I started feeling a little bit better. I was doing more things. So I got my sister on them. I got my daughter on them. They couldn't believe the change in me. I can't say enough about them. I really can't. Those commercials that you all do is the truth.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Did you guys know you can go to mystore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this because you can use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies. And I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from mypillow.com and my store. You get to use the same code Kate to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149. When you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that. And you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on mystore.com every single time you order from mystore.com. These are the same folks. It's mypillow.com. But go to mystore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in Kate. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you.
It's time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Third leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, an MD, he gives you a treatment and you die from it. According to the United States Department of Health and Human Services, 15,000 Medicare patients a month are killed by MD treatment, and nobody goes to jail.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening in on a Friday. And I've got a great guest for you. You're going to love this. You're going to learn so much, which that's why we're here, right? I want a radio that doesn't just complain, radio that actually does something out there. And so that was actually our guest. I just played on a clip. That's Dr. Peter Glidden. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. This is the best day of my life so far. Thanks so much for having me.
I love your attitude. You rock, Peter. What can I say? Dr. Peter Glidden, I've had him on several times going back even like 8 years ago, and you were a hit and people asked for you to come back all the time. And so, of course, I've got to have you back. I've got to hear, you know, just kind of everything that you're up to, the latest. You're always researching and doing all kinds of things. And so I'm so glad to have you on. You, boy, there is so much to say about you, actually, but you're a licensed naturopathic physician, over 3 decades clinical experience helping people to recover their health without the use of pharma. Boy, if we haven't learned anything about pharma in the last 3 years, I sure hope people pay attention to this hour. Also, the author of The MD, Emperor Has No Clothes, very, very popular book, expose on the failings of conventional medicine. We've talked about this so much in 3 years. Can I just ask you, Dr. Peter Glidden, what was your first thought when you saw the government talking about, I call it blowvid, but COVID, because it blows, but COVID, as far as that goes, what were your first impressions?
Here we go again.
Yeah, right?
Right. You know, right. History doesn't repeat itself, it rhymes. And so this is more of the same. And from my point of view, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Because, right, in 1912, if you sat in my office, mm-hmm. and talk to the patients that I've talked to over the last 34 years, mm-hmm. the stuff that happened with COVID, all of the misdirection, all of the lies, all of the bad treatments, everything, mm-hmm. is the tip of the iceberg. Because since 1912, mm-hmm. when Congress granted the American Medical Association exclusive control over who couldn't practice medicine,
yeah.
That was the ascendancy of the allopathic medical model / big pharma medical model. Since 1912, chronic disease has gotten worse. Alzheimer's has skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
Autism has skyrocketed. Obesity is an epidemic of biblical proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic diseases are escalating. Life expectancy is getting less. The leading cause of death in the United States, MD-directed medicine. The leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States, MD-directed medicine.
Wow.
Yet, because of the monopoly, when these people screw up, and they screw up royally mm-hmm. All of the time, they get a pass. And this was exemplified in spades during COVID time, COVID craziness. But from my point of view, it was just more of the same. We desperately need a free medical market in the United States. MD-directed medicine is really pretty good
mm-hmm.
when the surgeon isn't addicted to alcohol, street drugs, or prescription drugs. As the Journal of the American Medical Association says, over 50% of emergency room doctors are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best type of medicine for trauma care or surgery when it's necessary, for military field medicine.
Right.
But for most of the conditions that most people go to the doctor for most of the time,
mm-hmm.
MD-directed pharmaceutical medicine is a ridiculous, dangerous, expensive, failed methodology, which is based upon a medical philosophy, quite frankly, which is juvenile. But don't get me started.
No, I love it because we've been doing a lot of shows about the comeuppance of public health, and in a free nation, why would you need public health? And of course, they use that a lie to create that. But then also Johns Hopkins medical takeover of the schools and the thinking and the teaching and everything else. And so you obviously can see that decline happen all through the 1900s and on. But a lot of people don't understand that. So when you said more of the same, I mean, we've been here before several times in history, and they always like to talk about those several times in history, right?
Yeah, 100%. And this is a problem because, let's be honest, right?
Right, right?
Because of the medical monopoly that's been in place for over 100 years now,
mm-hmm.
most people don't even know how to pronounce naturopathy.
True.
Or let alone know how a naturopathic doctor is trained or what they're good for or mm-hmm. what an Ayurvedic doctor is good for, what a chiropractor is good for, what an acupuncturist is good for, what a homeopath is good for. People don't understand these distinctions because we've been socialized to believe
right.
that the MD
mm-hmm.
holds the secret decoder ring to all things medical and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack.
You're right.
And you know, that's just a lie, quite frankly, but it's a lie that has been propped up successfully
mm-hmm.
by over 100 years of, you know, big pharma propaganda
right.
and extremely deep pockets.
Why was the FDA established?
The Food and Drug Administration was established to promote the pharmaceutical agenda. Ostensibly, it was established to protect the health of Americans, right, to establish an overseer to the development and the delivery of medicine,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, has its mm-hmm. merits and has its place. But in a fair and just society, the Food and Drug Administration would administer all types of medicine. But they haven't. They kicked
right.
everybody except the MDs off of the bus. It was a hostile takeover of the medical marketplace in 1912 when Congress granted the American Medical Association exclusive control. In the United States of America, most people don't know this. In the United States of America, the only thing that can legally treat a disease
mm-hmm.
is a drug.
You're right.
So
you're right.
If I discovered that dandelions cured liver cancer,
mm-hmm.
it would be illegal to grow dandelions on your property, illegal to harvest them. The FDA would take over it. Big Pharma would take over it. They would be the only ones allowed to make the dandelion medicine for the public good, and then they'd sell it to you for $1,000 a pill. But this is, by the way, this is why if you go to the health food store,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't say high blood pressure treatment or
you're right.
arthritis
yeah.
fix. It says bone and joint support, right?
Right.
Because of this, and it's a big, bad voodoo daddy. It desperately needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
I told the Trump administration in the last year of their tenure, Trump's first term, that we needed a holistic department of federal medicine, but I got crickets.
Really? Okay. Yep. And then, of course, who has oversight over the FDA? Who controls them?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry, because it's a revolving door between the Food and Drug Administration. And, you know, when people who work in, for public service at the FDA leave the FDA, who do they go to work for? They go to work for the people that they were regulating.
Now,
that should be illegal right there.
You would think.
But it's not because, you know, in the Beltway, it's their own little universe and so they can do whatever the hell they want.
And what about the AMA? Who established that and why?
Well, I'm not specific about the history of who founded the American Medical Association, but the American Medical Association's agenda since 1912 was to prop up allopathic medical doctors. And let's make a distinction for the listening audience. Your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created, but your medical doctor doesn't practice medicine. Your medical doctor practices allopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine trains its physicians not to cure health conditions. Your medical doctor doesn't even know what causes heartburn. Your medical doctor can't cure disease. They manage disease with drugs and surgery. Now, look, it's better to manage the disease than to suffer or die from it. But it's better yet to attempt to cure the condition. And this is a very important distinction for the listening audience to understand. Medical doctors trained in allopathic medicine are not brought up in a system of medicine. They are not trained to cure disease. They are trained to manage the disease process. So while you're under their care, nothing is cured, right? So the high blood pressure is managed, the arthritis is managed, the heartburn is managed, the depression is managed, the anxiety is managed, the insomnia is managed, you name it, it's managed. And over time, because the root cause of the problem is never fixed, never addressed, you get weaker and sicker and more dependent on the drugs, and then you get another illness. And then the last 10 years of your life, it's a revolving door to the emergency room because you're so weak and so frail and so sick because nothing has ever been cured. Your body has never been strengthened. And this is the best system of medicine in the world. You've got to be kidding me. Failed methodology. It needs to be jettisoned, but it's not going to happen because Big Pharma is richer and more powerful than God.
It's no truer statement. People fail to look back at history and wonder how we made it through centuries, right? How we got through. And then what they do is they say, well, pharma is amazing now. Look at all these advanced technologies we have, but we're more sick than ever. What did disease and illness look like with the country doctor 130 years ago?
Well, all you have to do is look at the record books. I mean, chronic disease started escalating here in this country in the early 1900s. And it was at the same time, by the way, that Congress, the American Agricultural Association, I think that's the name of the organization, sent to Congress a report in the 1930s that the amount of nutrients, minerals specifically in the soil, is getting dramatically worse. Congress paid no attention to it, and since that time, chronic disease has escalated. There is a direct, not an indirect, a direct relationship between nutrient deficiencies and the genesis of all chronic disease. So as the nutrients in the soil have dramatically dropped, chronic disease has dramatically increased. And then, oh, of course, there's environmental toxicity. Glyphosate is everywhere all the time. And Stephanie Seneff at MIT shows direct links between glyphosate and autism. And yet, these things are not addressed. Do you think that would be public health emergency number one? But it's public health emergency number zero, because in order to address that problem, you would need to confront Monsanto, and you would need to confront the allopathic medical doctors and Big Pharma, and that's not going to happen.
100%.
And it's a crap show, and you know we're all pawns on the table, and we're suffering needlessly because of it. People need to stop waiting for a savior to arise. Stop waiting for something to happen that's going to alter the landscape of medicine, They need to take responsibility for their own health right now and educate themselves about what they can do right now, starting today, in order to stimulate their body's built-in God-given ability to fix itself. And nobody does it that better than the naturopathic doctors.
Amazing. Yes. The website, Dr. Glidden's website, is riseupintohealth.com, riseupintohealth.com. We're going to go to a break in 20 seconds. That 15,000 people that die, that's the third leading cause of death in America, right? Because we began with that clip.
Yeah. And everybody's okay with that, right? And
yeah.
Again, this from the Department of Redundancy Department. The only reason that a race to the bottom like this can exist is inside of a monopoly. The monopoly is what needs to be changed.
15,000 people die on Medicare, right?
Yeah, every Medicare. Month.
Every month. Jeez. That's all medical.
And I'm the quack, right? I'm
right,
the quack.
Right. Be right back with the great Dr. Peter Glidden in just a moment.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. I love our warriors. I love our good doctors. I do believe in having good doctors. They're just far and few between. So I love having Dr. Peter Glidden on with me again. And this is fabulous for all of you guys to really learn from him. I also wanted to mention this because we've been talking about nutrition. We always talk about balance of nature on the show for a reason, because balance of nature is the delivery of 31 fruits and vegetables to your system every single 24 hours as you take it every day. This is an amazing product. Our bodies are so nutrition void that we don't realize what it's doing to our immune system. I think it's a miracle that we're all here still, and that's, you know, God's gift to us was an immune system on the inside of our body, but we have to take care of it. Balanceofnature.com, code word is Kate. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. I love this product. My family loves this product. We feel a difference. I want you to feel that difference too. We need all hands on deck right now. We need you, and not only awake and alert to what's going on, but also healthy. So please go get balanceofnature.com. I was going to ask you, Dr. Peter Glidden, my guest, as far as the longevity. And I've heard you say, you know, we should be living to 120 years of age. We're cutting our own lives short. And I look around and everyone's on pharma. I don't know the average of the drugs. I've heard it's like at least three pharma drugs per person. But what are your thoughts on that real quick?
Well, number one, a patient cured is a customer lost.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not in the business model of the pharmaceutical industry to cure anything, and they are really good at managing things, and the monopoly has kept that system in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a race to the bottom as far as I'm concerned. But here's the deal, and any geneticist will tell you this. When our cells in our body divide and, you know, make new copies of themselves, a teeny-weeny bit of genetic material is lost at a place in the genome called the telomere. It's like making a copy of a copy, and you can only do that so many times until it's illegible and you can't see it anymore.
Sure.
So in a perfect world, we have the genetic ability to live to be 120 years of age, healthily.
Right.
But in this country, we're lucky if we make it to 80 years of age. I think, according to the CIA, and they keep the statistics on longevity for people all around the world, that's an interesting thing to talk about. But they have a whole website.
Yeah.
Just do a web search for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky if we make it to 80. I think we're 44th in the world as far as longevity, and we're getting worse and worse. And why is this? Well, this is because there are three basic tenets in naturopathic medicine for optimal health. Number one, you have to nutrify your body. There are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs in order to function the way that God and nature intended it. 90, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids for a grand total of 90. Who knows? Maybe we'll discover one or two more this year. But right now, it's 90 essential nutrients. A nutrient is called essential if the body needs it, but it can't make it. So vitamin C is essential. Calcium is essential. Phosphorus and selenium and zinc and omega-3 essential fats are essential nutrients. The body needs them, cannot make them.
Right.
Number one. Number two, we are swimming in a sea of toxicity. The world that we live in is a toxic mess. And the toxins enter the human body through many different vectors. It's crap in the air, crap in the food, crap in the water, crap in the vaccines, crap in the medicines. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are toxic dumping grounds. And that stuff is gumming up the works. Those toxins need to be, the elimination of toxic material in the human body needs to be facilitated. And there are some people that have a genetic predisposition that makes it rather easy for them to get rid of this stuff. There are other people that don't. It's a big spectrum across the board of people that are good detoxifiers, people that are bad detoxifiers. But even the good detoxifiers need help.
Yeah.
Because your liver needs vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids to detox things, no matter how good your genome is.
All right.
You don't have enough detoxification nutrients, you're not going to be able to do it.
We're going to come right back with Dr. Peter Glidden. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to ask him about cancer. Be right back. You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, C-H-O-F-F-Y.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking two cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code Kate. Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffy is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffy.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out. Put in the code Kate.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. We did. We hit 21 million on SoundCloud. Can you even believe it? So, I mean, my gosh, always surprised. But thank you for sharing the show a million times a month. We really appreciate you and listening. And we have the great Dr. Peter Glidden on with us. Eiffel Health, EiffelHealth.com. I want to ask you about that, and then I want you to cover that third point we were just about to get to, Dr. Glidden.
Okay. All right. There's no dilly-dallying around here, Kate.
Of course you had to say that. No, go ahead. I love it. All right.
All right. So three things that everybody that are the tenets of naturopathic medicine. Number one, everybody's under-nutrified. Number two, everybody is a toxic mess. And number three, people are unwittingly eating food on a regular basis, which is causing inflammation and hurting them. It's kind of like putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine. The car's going to run like crap if it runs at all. There's nothing wrong with the car. It's the wrong fuel.
Got it.
So naturopathic doctors treat physiology. We don't treat pathology. Medical doctors treat pathology. And that's why they fail all the time because, you know, the tumor, for instance, is not the disease. It's the result of the disease.
Excellent.
So if you melt the tumor with chemo or you burn it away with radiation or you surgically remove it with a scalpel, you haven't done anything to eliminate the cause of the problem. You've just eliminated the result of the problem. So guess what happens? The tumor comes back. And that's the biggest, secret in cancer treatment in the United States. The recidivism rate of cancer is huge. Conventional cancer treatment is a failed methodology. It fails all of the time, and it needs to be changed, but it's never going to be changed inside of a market like this, which is why people need to take responsibility for their own health yesterday.
I can't even say amen enough to this hour. I'm everything you're saying, and you're so right about that. So what would happen, and I get this question a lot, if someone close to you gets cancer, what would you do personally? Where would you start? What would you do? Because obviously chemo would not be the answer, right?
Well, the first thing we need is education, and because of the ubiquity mm-hmm. of oncology and conventional medicine, and everybody gets roped into cancer. I mean, honest to God, Kate, mm-hmm. most people ask more questions about the new car that they're going to buy or they're thinking about buying than they do about the cancer treatment that they're just automatically shunted into. So on my website, which you can get to by going to EiffelHealth.com, I have 13 questions you should ask your oncologist in the presence of a witness and a recording device.
Okay.
And if you listen carefully to how your oncologist answers these questions, you will know whether or not to engage their treatment. Question, I won't read all 13, but here's questions 1, 2, and 3.
Please.
Doctor, what caused my cancer? And if they tell you it was right. genetic, you want to say, really, it's genetic? Well, which gene on which chromosome?
Excellent.
Number 2, will your treatment cure my cancer? The answer is no. And question number 3, if the treatment isn't going to cure my cancer, what can I expect it to do? And so forth and so on. These are simple, straightforward, honest questions that you should ask politely to your oncologist. And if 100 people with mm-hmm. a cancer diagnosis ask these questions to their oncologist, my guess is that maybe 95 would engage the treatment strategy because, you know, people just have been socialized to do whatever the medical doctor says.
Right.
And then they get all this pressure from their family members. Oh, you have to do what the medical doctor says. And then the cancer treatment ultimately fails. And so the family is so grief-stricken that they organize a 5K run
mm-hmm.
and they raise $50,000 and they give it to the medical doctors under whose care their loved one got cancer in the first place.
And they
and
praise
under
them.
Whose care
they praise
they died
them.
From cancer.
Right? And they praise them. We have the best
yeah.
doctors in the world, but the person got their cancer revisited just in more spots in their body, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing with all chronic disease. I mean, think about it.
Right.
People spend a small fortune in medical insurance premiums over the course of their life. It's a small fortune. Hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars a month if you have a family. And while people are paying through the nose mm-hmm. to get access to MD-directed pharmaceutical-centric medicine, they get sick
right.
while they're under the care of these people. And then the treatments that they're delivered are not intended to cure the condition. They're intended to manage the condition. And then as time goes by, you get sicker and weaker and sicker and weaker and sicker and weaker. And everybody seems to be okay with this. The only reason that we're okay with this is because of the monopoly, which has socialized people to believe that everybody except the medical doctor is a back of the bus quack with substandard dangerous training. That's a damn lie.
Mm-hmm.
The best yeah. possible thing that people can do to secure their health is to fire their medical doctors immediately and seek out science-based, clinically verified, licensed, and regulated alternatives to the Machiavellian, monopolistic medical madness
mm-hmm.
brought to the marketplace by the MDs. How's that for an onomatopoeia?
No, I love it. I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of people still are trained to think that chemo is your only way out and that people have never used alternative medicine and holistic medicine and naturopaths to get rid of the cancer. People think
well,
that
it happens all the time in yeah. my office and in my colleague's office. I have a colleague in Montreal, Canada, who has a remarkable success rate with Canada. There's an Indian doctor, is a doctor in India.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ramakrishnan.
Mm-hmm.
All he does is homeopathy. He doesn't do medical nutrition. He doesn't do diet. He doesn't do botanical medicine. All he does is homeopathy. And I'll give you some of his results with cancer. He has an 80% success rate with prostate cancer.
Wow.
He has a 69% success rate with ovarian cancer. He has a 54% success rate with leukemia. He has a 71% success rate with melanoma, and the beat goes on and on.
Jeez.
In a free and just society, mm-hmm. in a fair medical market, you would think that with numbers like this, the research, all of the research for cancer in the world would be focused here mm-hmm. because this guy gets results. But no,
nope.
he practices homeopathy, which is quack medicine. Don't go see the quack medicine. It's mm-hmm. quack medicine. Didn't I tell you once? Didn't I sell you twice? It's quack medicine.
Right.
Quack, 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 quack. Don't listen to him. Don't believe him. Do chemotherapy, which is a failed methodology.
Amen. What do you think of the Budwig protocol?
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is the problem. There needs to be an organization somewhere in the world, you know, like a nonprofit organization that has $100 million in their coffers.
Right.
In a country, you know, that's going to protect them to research this stuff.
Right.
Because this isn't voodoo medicine. This isn't metaphysical stuff. This is science-based, clinically verified, valid medical therapeutics, which are extremely effective, and they need to be researched. We need to know more about this stuff. But it's not going to.
Yeah.
But not in this country, not in the European Union, and certainly not in Canada, because it's not in the interests of the pharmaceutical industry. And look, Kate, you know, I get it that you understand how bad the pharmaceutical influence is on all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you, from a clinician's point of view, practicing science-based, clinically verified, licensed and regulated, curative, naturopathic medicine for over three decades, as bad as you think it is, it's 100 times worse.
You know, I can see that. I can see that. I don't even know the tip of the iceberg, and the tip of the iceberg has been bad enough. So yeah, I completely agree with you. And you know, what is the cancer? So 97%, right? They get chemo, end up getting the cancer spread, right? And end up dying anyway. True?
Yeah, it's ineffective. I mean, which is why the American Cancer Society, I think, don't quote me on this, it's within the last 20 years, 10, 15 years maybe, they started using the term five-year survivability instead of cancer cure because their treatments don't cure the cancer. So in their way of thinking, if somebody's diagnosed with cancer and they die 5 years and one day from the beginning of the cancer treatment, that goes into the record books as a successful treatment.
Jeez. Oh, it's so manipulative.
And, well, there's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Deception all the way around.
And, but so if people simply, education and knowledge is the key, right? My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. We need education. The patient needs to educate themselves. Honest to God, if people ask these 13 questions to their oncologist, very few people would engage conventional medical treatment for cancer because it's a failed methodology. Right. Now, look, I have, let's keep it in perspective, a very good friend of mine is a retired orthopedic surgeon. He was a consultant for Ronald Reagan, for goodness sakes. He was on the Oprah show.
Sure.
He did a lot towards you know, prevention of head injuries in student athletes with new helmet technology. His name's Dave Janda. He's a really great guy and a retired orthopedic surgeon and a very good friend of mine, because there's room in the world for surgery. There is.
Right.
There's a time and a place for surgery when it's necessary.
Sure.
And that's the wheelhouse of allopathic medicine is trauma care, surgery when it's necessary, military field medicine, right?
Right.
They can do really great stuff, but for chronic disease, for the conditions that most people go to the doctor for most of the time, the best possible thing you can do is run away from them
so
as quickly as possible.
After what happened with my husband and my son, I'm so with you on that. And also, good for a broken bone to stop the bleeding. But other than that, there is no way I would enter a facility like that for help with chronic disease ever. So I'm so with you on this.
And you know, I have I have a colleague in, she used to practice in Hawaii, but she moved because of the oppressive politics there since COVID.
Sure.
She had 100% success rate with COVID treatment, 100% success rate. Now, I just came back from a continuing education naturopathic conference. All of my colleagues had over 90% success rate, most of them over 98% success rate, including myself with the COVID patients. And you would think that in a free and fair and just society, a society that was focused on the public good, that the people with a track record like that would have been the first people invited to the table to talk about COVID.
You would think, except you would think. It's flu and cold, and all the same remedies apply. My husband got out of the hospital with vitamin C and D and all the zinc and ivermectin and all those things. So it's amazing to me that people thought it was a plague, but they will. What's the importance of magnesium? I have a question from the audience.
Well, magnesium is one of the 90 essential nutrients. Your body needs magnesium to help muscles relax.
Mm-hmm.
There, and magnesium is intimately related with calcium. And this is a very important point to ponder, right?
Okay.
Because most people who practice medical nutrition, which is extremely important, it's one of the three fundamental tenets of naturopathic medicine. The body must be nutrified.
Okay.
But most people who do this practice something called fractionated nutrition. So they'll give, and Linus Pauling was the poster child for this, you know, mega doses of vitamin C intravenously, or large doses of zinc, or large doses of magnesium, or large doses of something. And these things, when you deliver nutrients like this in a fractionated way, it's going to produce a physiological effect, but it's also going to have a ripple effect that upsets the balance of the human body.
Okay.
Because the body doesn't need one nutrient, it needs 90. And so when you give all 90 essential nutrients, and then a little extra zinc, a little extra vitamin C, a little extra magnesium as is needed,
then it can balance.
That's
it.
When you get the magic. That's when the magic happens therapeutically.
Okay.
There are over 300 illnesses directly related to deficiencies in calcium and magnesium. High blood pressure would be the first. Heartburn would be the second. Chronic low back pain, ringing in the ears. These things are all directly related to not enough calcium and not enough magnesium.
Boy, I'm so glad you answered that. And before the break, and which is in about a minute, foods that people should stay away from, autoimmune, inflammatory stuff, so on the rise. And obviously with all these horrid shots, everybody's getting the whole vaccine program. So what would you recommend staying away from, the foods?
Well, there's 12 foods that I recommend people stay away from. You can get that list for free at EiffelHealth.com. I'll run through it real quickly if I have enough time.
Sure.
It's the wheat, barley, rye, and oats. It's all of the grains containing gluten, fried food, oil in a bottle, the skins of baked potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes when they get hard and crunchy, meat that has nitrates added to it, meat that's cooked well done.
Any oil in a bottle that you would
carbonated
use?
Beverage with a meal.
Okay, with a meal.
And soy or corn that have been genetically modified or not organic.
Is there any oil that you would recommend in a bottle?
Well, if you grow your own olives, pluck the olive off of the tree, squeeze the oil out, you can eat that as long as you don't cook with it.
Really? What are we supposed to use? Like, but not even coconut?
Lard.
You're
supposed to use, like, beef fat, cow fat, chicken fat, goose fat, duck fat, and your food will taste a million times better.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back with Dr. Peter Glidden. Isn't he awesome? This is why I invite him on. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're joining me because isn't this a fantastic hour? I told you he was awesome. Dr. Peter Glidden joins me. If you're wondering about the site he keeps talking about, it's Eiffel, as in Eiffel Tower. Okay? So Eiffel Health, your health, you know, Eiffel Health, two words, EiffelHealth.com. You can go there and get the 13 questions to ask the doctor, the foods you shouldn't be eating, all the things to stay away from, anything else you want to add to that list of foods, because you're saying lard. Lard is going to be something that we should be using all the time because our body knows what recognizes it, right? But you're saying not even coconut oil or any of those, avocado oil.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that because they're high in free radicals, and especially when you cook with them, they very high in free radicals. And that's one of the secrets of the long-lived people. You know, there's blue zones, indigenous people around the world who live to be over 100, and they don't have any doctors, they don't have any medical care, and they're 100 years old, and what the heck?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, one of the things that all those people had in common was they were unwittingly, accidentally eating or drinking stuff that they made that was really high in antioxidants.
Gotcha. Okay. And
antioxidants have a score. It's called an ORAC value, O-R-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
And antioxidants neutralize things in the body that cause inflammation, free radicals that cause inflammation. They neutralize them.
Right.
The average American consumes about 1,200 ORAC points a day of antioxidants. The longest lived people were consuming 20,000 ORAC
points. Oh, gosh. 1,200 to 20,000? And we're only at 1,200 a day on average.
Yeah.
Wow.
So one of the secrets to longevity, besides neutrifying the body, detoxifying the body, and also eating a limited calorie diet, which is easy to do, by the way, with a neutrified body, is consuming about 20,000 ORAC points of antioxidants on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
And there's a million different ways to do that.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you about cancer self-help versus doctor, and you were talking about cancer.
Yeah, so my experience after 34 years is that most people who are suffering with common things like heartburn or arthritis or eczema or asthma or insomnia, type 2 diabetes, these conditions, the first thing that people should do if they're suffering with this stuff is self-help health recovery.
Okay.
Because there are oftentimes, if you just clean your diet up a little bit, take the right nutrients into your body, appropriate for your body weight, the conditions go away most of the time. Small subset of people with those illnesses, they need a private appointment. But everybody that has cancer, and by everybody, I mean everybody, needs to find a holistic doctor who's trained, licensed, and regulated, and has a track record treating cancer, like this guy in India, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you try to fix cancer on your own, you're going to be sorry that you tried that, because you're probably going to fail. So you need to find a holistically trained physician who specializes in cancer treatment and can actually help you.
Okay.
That's not the easiest thing in the world to find.
Right.
The pharmaceutical industry tries to regulate that up the wazoo. But nonetheless, my advice, ask these 13 questions to your oncologist and then see how you feel after you listen to their answers.
That's awesome. Boy, isn't that great ammo? Because honestly, when somebody's under that kind of stress, they wouldn't be thinking to ask that, because we're trained as humans now to just go to the doctor and do what they say. And what they always are going to say is chemo and radiation.
Right.
That's pretty much the standard answer.
A dirty little secret in medicine that nobody knows about. If your doctor, your MD, prescribes a heartburn medicine or a blood pressure medicine, there's no profit in it for them. If they sell 10,000 prescriptions a month, they might get a trip to Hawaii from Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no monetary compensation. But with chemotherapy, there is.
Ooh, ouch.
So here's how it goes with chemo, more or less, and these numbers are not exact. But the hospital and the doctor, the oncologist, will purchase the chemotherapy drug for $2,000. They'll sell it to the patient for $10,000, and the doctor and the hospital splits the difference.
Ouch.
It's the only pharmaceutical that's allowed is chemotherapeutic drugs.
Jeez, this is like the vaccine program, getting paid to give vaccines and pushing them.
Yeah, and people are completely unaware of this. Again, from the Department of Redundancy Department, this is all because of a medical monopoly, because it's good to be the king.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a self-policing, self-regulating entity, like the medical establishment is, you can do whatever the hell you want and get away with it.
Dr. Peter Glidden, thank you for this. Eiffelhealth.com, Eiffelhealth.com. I really appreciate you coming on. I know people learned a lot from you today, and I really appreciate this. Eiffelhealth.com, like as in Eiffel Tower, Eiffelhealth.com. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And also go to your website, riseupintohealth.com. You've got a membership program you have that's amazing. So go over to that. I love this. riseupintohealth.com. Thank you, Peter.
It's always a pleasure. Keep fighting the good fight and don't ever stop.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate you. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.